From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. President Obama is urging Americans to go about their holiday plans despite the recent terror attacks in Paris. The president spoke from the White House Wednesday after meeting with his national security team.
Now, right now, we know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. And that is based on the latest information I just received in the Situation Room. It is similar to the information the briefing that I received on Saturday before I left on my trip last week.
The president says his administration is taking every possible step to keep the country safe and says if a credible threat is made, the public will be informed. Minneapolis police say they've arrested another man in connection with the non-fatal shootings of Black Lives Matter protesters earlier this week. Brent Williams of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
A spokesman for the Minneapolis Police Department says four men are in custody and they're not looking for any more suspects. Police say all the men are in their 20s, three are white and one is Asian American. Five people were wounded in the shooting, which occurred as protesters gathered near the site of a fatal shooting of a black man by two Minneapolis police officers earlier this month. They believe the shooting suspects are part of a white supremacist group who'd posted videos of themselves carrying guns on social media days before the attack. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office has until next week to decide whether or not to press charges against the suspects. For NPR News, I'm Brant Williams in Minneapolis.
Russia's president is ordering advanced anti-aircraft missile systems to be installed at Russia's airbase in Syria. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the weapons could pose a threat to Turkish warplanes.
Vladimir Putin's order comes just a day after a Turkish Air Force jet shot down a Russian bomber, saying it had violated Turkey's airspace. Russia's S-400 air defense system is reported to be a precision weapon with a range of about 250 miles, which would make it possible to fire deep into Turkish territory. Russia's foreign minister said today that Russia is not planning to go to war against Turkey, but he called the downing of Russia's jet a planned provocation. The navigator of the downed plane, who survived the attack, told reporters that his plane never crossed Turkey's border and was never warned by the Turkish Air Force. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
The family of Pro Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford says signs of a degenerative disease were found in his brain after his death. It's the same disease that's been found in the brains of dozens of former NFL players, but CTE can be diagnosed only after death. The family says Gifford suffered from cognitive and behavioral symptoms in later years. He died at his Connecticut home in August at the age of 84. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Americans flying over Thanksgiving will experience not only the usual holiday chaos at airports, but a lot more security following the terror attacks in Paris. In Los Angeles, Daniel Carson reports police will be out in force, where large crowds are expected to gather this weekend.
There aren't any specific threats, but the FBI says there are still potential copycat attackers who may strike over Thanksgiving weekend. So the LAPD is deploying hundreds of officers at the USC-UCLA football game at the Coliseum on Saturday and the Hollywood Christmas parade on Sunday. Police Chief Charlie Beck says people can also help by keeping their eyes peeled.
We will be where crowds are, as we always are. We'll be hyper-vigilant because of what's happened.
Unfortunately, travel hassles won't end once the Thanksgiving dishes are cleared away. On Sunday, more than 2.5 million people will be catching flights back home to L.A., making it the busiest travel day of the year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
Costco officials say testing points toward a vegetable mix from a California food wholesaler as the source of E. coli in the company's chicken salad. It's been linked to an outbreak that has sickened 19 people in seven states. A Costco official says the FDA told him an additional test is needed to confirm that the vegetables carried the same E. coli strain connected with the outbreak. Hurricane Sandra has strengthened to a powerful Category 3 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast, but there is no current threat to land. Maximum sustained winds are now clocked at 120 miles an hour. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.